Hump Day Wednesday. I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Hi, everyone.
And good morning. Welcome to our second show of the week here on the WEI Network and, of course, IRN Internet Radio Network. And, you know, lots happened since you and I have been in the studio together.
Yeah, this is our second show of the year, actually.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Already 2 weeks into the year, the new year.
Yeah, man. You see the stock market yesterday with that? Just opened up, went up three, went down four. Well, Jesus, it was, God almighty, what's going on over there?
The stock market, it was bipolar. Didn't know what to do.
Everybody's excited, and 3 hours later, they're jumping out windows, man, you know?
I don't think anybody jumped out of a window.
Well, what do you know? You're on Wall Street.
No, I'm not actually on the street, but I'm watching it.
That's why, you know, that's why the windows don't open down there, by the way. You knew that, correct?
How come there's no balcony? Yeah, there's no balconies on Wall Street.
Those are shatterproof windows. They know they had a tough time.
Imagine the first idiot that figured that out. Guy thinks, I'm going to just jump out that window. I'm going nuts. And he bounces off it and lands into
his head split
boss's open. Desk.
Yeah. Not a good thing, huh?
Yeah. Is this covered? Anyway, welcome to the show. And yeah, man.
Obamacare. Obamacare will take care of that, right?
It should. It takes care of everything. Yeah. Because everybody's paying for it. And, you know, I just read a report that... when it comes to welfare in this country, beneficiaries exceeded 46 million for 38 straight months.
How much? 46
million? 46
mil.
Yeah, I think that I'm looking at it's, in 3 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Three months.
So that's $1.2 billion.
That's all.
A year.
It's a lot of money.
You think, you see, listen. We're in Florida. You see a lot of people that have been sucking the tit of the government, all types of folks, not paying their mortgage. You know, a guy sitting in $1 million house not paying his mortgage. You've seen all levels of
it. I resemble that remark.
Exposure. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not just the person that gets their food stamps and buys weed with it. That's happening, but, you know, that's not the big number.
Yeah.
You know, I'm more concerned with a guy with, he's been sitting there for where he normally pays $5,000 a month. He's not paying it. Now the bank's going to eat it.
Well, the bank's got to eat it, but on top of which, you know, what people don't also realize is this guy was probably an earner at one point, and when you're an earner, you're paying taxes. When you're not an earner, you're not paying taxes. So not only are they losing the guy as a tax-paying citizen, they're also losing him as...
On the economic field of things, though, what ends up happening is that guy's not paying that rent, but he ends up going out to eat, buys his buddy drinks, or he takes a trip, takes the kids to Disney... You know what I mean? Because, you know, he's not paying his mortgage.
Yeah.
You know, so the world continues to revolve. Meanwhile, the person ripping off the welfare number, that's seepage. You know, and anything, that's money. Listen, you have to take care of the poor and the weak and let's think about it. That's what welfare is. Welfare is what? Welfare is for the poor, the destitute, right? Mm-hmm. The weak,
You got to hear this, man. This friend of mine told me that he has a friend who does things on the illegal side of things. And he had a whole scam
he cheats on his cable?
No, but, he's just a bad guy.
All right.
So, but he had a...
Without morals.
Food stamp fraud going. Where what he did was he opened up like this, the size of this studio. He opened up like a store the size of this studio and just stacked it with beer, cigarettes, whatever
miscellaneous.
It was. Yeah. And he would have people come in and give him he'd pay them. If they had food stamps, he'd give them, 40 cents or 50 cents on the dollar.
And give them cash.
Right.
Yeah.
And then take the food stamps, And then, you know, redo. I mean, it was just an internment to the government because he had the stuff. He'd say, "Here, grab a pack of cigarettes while you're on your way out." You know, whatever it was.
Yeah, and I got stuff.
Yeah. It's people do such fucked up things. Well, Florida is the number one fraud state, you know, pretty much.
Now, whatever it is, whether it's Florida or it's anything, it's basically, at least in our country, it's going to be rampant in any state because it exists. It's a state of mind. It's like, hey, you know, this is what's got to happen. Now, listen, before everybody says, fuck you, that's great. Yeah, like I said, there are the poor, there are the weak. There are those that need, you know, the assistance from its government.
Right.
And that's just the way it is.
Absolutely.
You know, my father became disabled when I was just graduating college.
Awful.
And there was no insurance or anything like that. We had a battle with the government for almost 2.5 years to get him SSDI or some sort of government assistance for being disabled. There was one time we went to this meeting with a doctor, and the doctor, I'm sitting in the room, and the doctor says, oh, that's a nice ring you have there at my father. You know what I mean? And my father looked at him like, you know, like,
what bearing does that have on anything?
Yeah. Are you a doctor or you're a jeweler? You know what I mean? What do you do? What kind of question is that? And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, yeah, like what? But what are you going to do?
Well, they want to barter. I mean, back in the 80s, look at these cocaine cowboys. They, you know, you get busted. The lawyer would say, you know, that's a nice Maserati. Guess what? I own that.
Yeah.
The boat you have in Biscayne
and I'll walk
Bay,
away.
That's mine too. Yeah, I'll let you get off. You know, you got to throw me another half a mil. We're going to pay off some judge and shit. But guess what? And all these lawyers, years later, they figured out, wait a second, they bought these proceeds, these things with the proceeds of illegal gains and means, so we can seize these things now and just take them back.
Sometimes
that's when the lawyers stop taking all the barter from their, you know, their people, man. So, wild scene, Dougie.
Well, good.
Wild scene, baby.
Anyway, well, you know, but unemployment. Just keep collecting. You know, it's basically more feasible in a current tax situation to maintain unemployment. Although the only thing that's come out is that the employment numbers have been going up, but the problem is the wage increases. There's none. Like, no, there's actually a fall in wage. Like, there's been more jobs, over 262,000 announced last time, where things went well in the economy. And, you know, obviously what's helping people too is when gas and you fill up your tank. And, you know, if to fill up my tank, it was like $75.
Now it's 48, right?
Exactly. Now it's like,
you know, I filled my tank today for $29 today. But let me tell you about this rate that you think this unemployment rate is so much better. It's just that people have run out of their benefits. So they're no longer, if someone's no longer receiving benefits, they think, oh, that person's got a job. No, they went 18 fucking months without it.
There's
not a
the
job.
Real, the number you're talking about is there's a real number that would probably equate more to like 11 right now.
Right.
10%, which are people that have just taken themselves out of the workforce. But you also have to understand a lot of those people that have taken themselves out of the workforce or you're being supported by another family member, whether it's a family like a bummy dude, you know, living on his mom's couch at 48, you know, because he can't get back on his feet, or it's the,
you know, people like that. I've heard of that.
There's a, you know, or a dude that's married to a chick like Lenny. You know, dude like Lenny,
who's
married to a woman who's making great money. He's like, what'd you do today? Oh, I just did some pondering. You know what I mean?
Right.
He plays videos. He's not on the video game. I can't wait to hear tomorrow how he's doing. You know how addicted he's become to the video game. Anyway, he's got a lot of time in his hands. I don't. I'm a busy dude.
This guy get a job for Christ's sake. He can do something.
He has a job. He actually drives some lady around.
Oh, please.
Am I going too fast, Miss Daisy?
Driving Miss Daisy.
Yeah, can you imagine Lenny? How funny would that be? New sitcom said driving Miss Daisy, you know, driving my
driven
realtor
by
friend.
Mr. Crazy.
Driving my realtor friend Susie.
Yeah. Wow. That's
you know, there's insane. Other guys too. That can if somebody could if somebody doesn't know any better and they see Lenny pull up and they see this lady walk out. I don't know, I've never met the woman. I don't know if she's
good looking. She's a realtor, she's probably he's got to look like a pimp, right?
I'm just going to say, he's going to look like the dude that brings the professional over.
Right. He's the bodyguard.
Yeah. He just, you know, sticks around to make sure she gets out of there.
That's so funny, man.
Yeah. Anyway.
Is that why he carries that blackjack in his back pocket? That's Lenny, you know, what's really
Lenny,
funny.
See, that's the thing. Lenny would never, like, if anything ever happened, like a fight or anything, Lenny would be like that dude who, like, you see him scampering away. You know what I mean? He wouldn't be like, what the hell? I don't want anybody, my friends get hurt. He'd be like, whoa, I got to get out of here.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Look, a fight.
Oh, holy shit. It's time to leave.
And then you hear like that. You know that? You know that in the cartoons, they hear that it's almost like a... Yeah. That's like, yeah. it's a very quick drum roll on the edge of the rim of the snare. You know? So,
yeah.
You know the cartoon with the little things? Like that sounds like he's running away.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know, maybe.
That's funny.
Yeah, but... That's Lenny running out of like. There's a fight going on.
Yeah.
You know? Well, hey, there's a fight going on. Hey, put your hands up. Hey, where's my friend? Where's Lenny?
Wait, what was that of that cartoon? Exit, stage left.
Yeah, Snagglepuss.
Snagglepuss.
Heavens to Murgatroyd, even.
Right.
There's a predicament beyond my control. Stage left.
Exactly.
I used to do him well when I had a
Lenny.
Not such a deep voice.
You have to hear it, you know.
It's been a long time since I've heard Snagglepuss.
Yeah. Well, you have to hear a voice, I think, to do it really well.
I've seen a couple Snagglepuss.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Anyway. Remember, who's other, Scooby-Doo?
Hmm.
Droopy. You know, you had things like that.
I never watched
all the cartoons the kids watch, that Japanese shit.
Never watched them, man.
Yeah. You weren't a guy like that? No, Spider-Man? You weren't any of that shit?
Nope.
Nope.
I just never got... I can't even watch like shit like that now.
All
like
right.
The real stuff.
Well, of course. You're fucking 50-something years old. You're going to watch a cartoon.
Do you watch that Family Guy? Any of that stuff?
I can, you know, there's so much shit going on in that show. If it's late at night, like I'll watch it. Mm-hmm. Here's a tip. I'll watch it if it's like 1 o'clock in the morning. I can't sleep and I'm in a hotel that has like maybe 12 to 15 channels. You know what I mean? And it's like, all right. You know what I mean? Why not?
I'm a Law and Order guy. I can wake up at any... The one thing I love about cable television, and I'm addicted to any L&O. It could be Law and Order, the first one, you know, the original. Law and Order, Criminal Intent, Law
Cop
and Order,
movies.
SVU, SUV, two cops riding around in a bus. I don't care what it is. They're great.
Right.
They're written well. I like the actors.
Yeah. There's a plot, you know, leads to a certain thing.
Plus, I always try to figure out what those... fucking instruments are when that they make that sound, that punk, when they boop, change scenes. Wow. It's a violin, a piano, and something else.
Wow.
And I, a glockenspiel. There's a sound effect. Yeah. It's amazing.
Well, no wonder you're just
thank you
grilled into the screen.
Well, I'm so exactly.
You're focused. Hey, I don't know if you watched the big football game on a Monday night from the Oregon Ducks and the Ohio State Buckeyes.
The first of its kind.
First of all, and the inaugural.
Right, because it was
the inaugural.
Right, it was because it was.
Well, I got to keep working at this.
It was the Super Bowl of, you know, of college football.
Yeah,
they
it's
no
the new playoff system. Which
explain
I
it, because I'm like,
they used to have the bowls, right? Yeah. They pretty much always had bowls, which is great, but there are many different bowls.
We just had one,
and in that bowl, depending on who ended up beating who. You know, they set up certain bowls, like they'd have the Rose Bowl. That would be the national championship because those two teams were ranked 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And there'd be another bowl, but somebody who's number 3 and 4, but one of those 3 or 4 teams were actually undefeated, and there's no, you know, why are they, you know, why are those guys, you know, not being in the national title bowl? So it was just a pick of the bowls and who, you know.
Yep.
Now the playoff system... They've narrowed it down to the top 4 by the end of the season. They narrowed down the top 4 teams.
It makes much more sense.
Right? And those 4 teams then played a playoff of each other and then the finals against, you know, elimination.
It's like the NFL. You need the East and the West and the North, the South, whatever the fuck. It's perfect.
That's the way it is in God, NCAA soccer national championships. You got they had the final 4.
Well, same
you
thing
go
in
there
basketball.
And you play a game and you play the next game. And
mm-hmm. Look at basketball.
It's a grueling thing, man. Let me tell you. I mean, that's one thing I think about. Like,
how many days they give you in between?
what days?
In yeah.
Between? Well, football they do, but in the soccer tournament,
yes,
it would be the next day.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah. No,
so you're sore as shit from maybe taking a knee to the thigh, you know, blocking some shit. Some guys are running up and down the field like crazy.
Kicked in the mouth.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And all of a sudden, the next day they've got to be out there again. That's insanity.
Well.
Wow.
I think the 4-day tournament maybe lasts 3 days, 4 days.
Yeah,
you know, they play and then they may have a day's rest. But
but like, even the World Cup, didn't they do that? They were like,
oh, they
like
play every
back
day.
To back. Yeah.
Well, you don't play every day.
Well,
but
almost.
You play every 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but we used to go on trips when we were like in the traveling youth soccer teams mm-hmm. here in Coral Springs or Margate.
Right.
We used to do that, and that's what you go to travel as a fun kid. You're 14, you're 15, 13, 12, whatever, and you're traveling
energy,
around.
By the way, listen.
You go down to Miami.
You had your youth.
You know, we go play. There's a true story. One time we were in Miami. We beat the tournament, and it was crazy because when all these mostly white folk that were our parents. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're playing in Miami, which were all Hispanic, and the fans were like, oh, and every time they were like, our fans were like, oh my God, are they okay? It was, you know what I mean? It was like two worlds colliding. It was so funny. We used to go down and play in Miami when you were young. And then we beat them, dude.
Mm-hmm.
We beat them in a tournament. We're at the Holiday Inn, which is like on US-1, leading into Coral Gables. We're messing around. We're playing soccer in the hotel, kicking the ball. You know, we're going nuts. Next thing you know, we're on the rooftop because our friend went up there with a dustbin of dishes from room service and throwing dishes off into US-1.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
I like that. You are really a troublemaker, man.
Yeah, well, you know,
really
I didn't
up.
Actually throw a dish. I was the guy going, hey, that's kind of fucked up.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I didn't throw a dish. Yes. But we watched our friend do it and didn't stop him.
I love smashing.
So we used to go to these tournaments. We used to go play soccer and shit. And mm-hmm. But you'd play like, you know, you play the weekend. If you win, next day you play another team. Then you know, which was.
But you were a kid, man. You had energy. You had youth. You had all that shit.
Now the only thing I could do that's like with comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just had a conversation with somebody.
Really? You could do it back to back?
Oh yeah. Well, you know what's confusing? It's fun, and it's mm-hmm. like, I just talked to somebody this morning about it. They're like. Sometimes it's once, if you do a two night, you know, a 9 and a 10, early and late show, just two shows, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you'll do Friday and Saturday like that, where there's two shows. And then there's a Thursday. Sometimes there's places that have three shows.
Wow.
So this dude called me because he did a third show, and he was telling me, he's like, I got to tell you, I'm 10, 15 minutes into my set on the third show.
Yeah.
And I went, everything I was about to say... I felt like I just said it.
Yep.
Like I could, I had no idea. Everything just kind of mushed into a fucking, you know, and I'm like, man, well, I did that when I had to do two shows one time. I remember a few times you sit there and you're like, oh, fuck, did I do this joke?
Yeah, how do you do that, man?
Oh, my God, what do I do now? hey, how you guys doing?
Sound like London Lee.
Yeah.
Who told the same joke.
I forgot my joke.
Five times. No, he actually told one joke like four times.
So, yeah. Did I tell you the one?
Yes.
Yeah. Shut up. I'm a fucking professional. London Lee. He's still alive?
Yep.
Hey, but I was talking about the big game, by the way, between Ohio State and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it was a great game. You know, some of the best stories about that game. You had a third string quarterback starting that national championship game.
Isn't that amazing?
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that family, I mean, you know, when I hear that story, I think, oh my God, everybody's watching the game at home or, you know, there, obviously. But you know what I mean? But how big that is.
Very big.
And then some turnovers, but they played hard. It was competitive until the end. And
listen, they had four turnovers, man.
Yeah,
four turnovers, and he still won the game. That's an amazing situation, isn't it?
I think it is. It was a good game. It was
I don't
exciting.
Really watch college
now
football.
It must have been. It was really exciting because police in riot gear had to use tear gas and pepper spray on the crowds on the campus.
Really? Why?
Oh, yeah.
Bathrooms?
No, this is they were celebrating.
Oh.
You're right. Now this is the way it is. I mean, these are
not allowed to celebrate in the NFL.
Well, you're not supposed to burn shit, I guess. Fans took to the streets after Ohio State football championship early on Tuesday, yelling and screaming in delight, setting nearly 90 fires, and in the case of a few, tearing down an Ohio Stadium goalpost.
Wow.
Police made a handful of arrests after using tear gas and pepper spray to dispense crowds of Ohio State students and other fans regarding the Buckeyes' win. Yeah, they had the horses, you know, the guys on horses out there,
mm-hmm.
you know, on the crowd.
God.
Now, let me ask you something.
What is it?
I just thought of something. You tell me. Like, in any of the Ferguson situation, did you ever see mounted police? You see it in New York, right? I think I've seen that some of them have mounted police.
Oh,
around.
In New York, there's all. I have horses everywhere in New York.
Yeah.
Cops on horses, it's a big thing. Very, very.
Those
big.
Horses can make their way around.
They're
you know, that's a pretty.
Man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know who? You know that's one thing, man. Who wants to fuck with a horse?
Well, that's, you know, it's like in the Lord of the Rings. If you're on a horse, you know, you can almost run over a big troll. You know,
mm-hmm.
they're badass animals.
That's true.
Although we have a lot of incidents here in South Florida, a lot of horses being killed and taken for meat.
You're kidding.
You know, there was just a story this last week in Florida of a family pet, the horse that would live. You know, if you go down to southwest Miami,
mm-hmm.
near the Homestead area and stuff. There's people that own like a lot of those farms and everything, or just own the, and they have these huge 5-acre homes, but they have like a house that's modest in comparison to the, you know, in comparison to the actual lot, right?
Welcome to Sherwood.
Yeah, well, that's another story. So, you know, and these people have. I met one of my richest prospects when I, as a financial advisor, early in my career.
Are we talking about the slaughtering horses?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So I drive all the way out there. I'm like, oh, I can't believe I'm driving this far, you know?
It's far.
Yeah, and the guy was loaded. I mean, the guy had like, you know, $30 million, $50 million.
That's all
it was. In cash. Okay.
At the house?
I didn't get to talk about
this. Let's go.
Dude, yeah. Anyway.
Let's go down
there. So we have it. There's horses being, like, they find them just mm-hmm. mutilated. And they take it for meat and stuff like that.
They sell, you know, they sell it. You know, the people, they eat horse meat.
Right.
And they fucking eat that shit.
But there was a family horse, like it was actually there in the back, by the ranch, and right. they came home and they found the horse there. Can you imagine the kids? They have two young kids that saw this shit.
Wow,
that's messed up. I mean,
is that worse than the guy in The Godfather when he woke up with the head next to him?
It wasn't his horse, was it?
Khartoum. It sure was.
That was his horse.
Khartoum.
Yeah. Okay.
That was his $1 million horse?
His racehorse.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Can you imagine that boy finding that next to your head in the morning?
Oh my God!
What was I drinking last night?
Holy fuck! Did I hang out with Cosby?
Cosby took a lot of heat at the. Did you see the People's Choice Awards Sunday night?
No, I didn't get to see it.
Or wasn't that with the Tina Fey thing and what's her name, Amy Poehler?
Yeah, they. Did you hear what they actually said? Should we pull that up somehow?
Yeah, pull it up because you know Margaret Cho even dressed up as. Did you hear? Now Margaret Cho is coming. There's a lot of heat on her because, you know, she's North and South Korean. She put on some fucking little outfit. She looked exactly like what's-his-face.
No, I didn't get to see the Golden Globes. I was busy on Sunday night and stuff. So,
are you doing watching football like me?
Yeah, exactly.
Like a real man.
Yeah, exactly.
Golden Globes.
I was on the show yesterday. I guess it was a scene. I had seen a video on Facebook, and it was with the gentleman who was Hawkeye or... in the Avengers, the actor who plays the superhero a lot, and J-Lo. Mm-hmm. And J-Lo.
Oh,
they're announcing, and she's opening the envelope for the winner.
Yeah.
And she goes, I'll take care of this. I have nails. And he goes, and the globes. Because her tits are hanging out.
Oh, that's so funny.
It was so funny. There was somebody posted Thug Life, and it played. It was pretty funny. It was, I don't know who did it, but anyway. But I didn't watch that. I watched football. Yeah,
like a real man should.
Now in the now we have the Super Bowl coming out, or no, the finals, right? The championships for the AFC and the NFC.
Yeah, this is big stuff. You know why? Right? There's big talk. Like possibly, your boy Peyton Manning might be. You know, he's considering retiring now.
Yeah,
and the coach of the Denver Broncos got fired, John Fox. Can you believe that? He brings him to four championships. He's had like the greatest winning record in the years he's been there, and the guy gets blown out. That's just kind of fucked up, man. That's terrible.
Yeah, well,
you know, your starting quarterback was definitely hurt. He admits now that it wasn't more than a muscle strain. He's got a complete tear in his oblique? What's that called?
Oh, and the oblique, the thigh. Yeah,
right.
That's tough. And think about that. If that part of your muscle, that's, you know, you rub your thigh, that's your lap.
Right.
So you imagine when you throw the ball and you try to run.
Or throwing off that leg. If it's his back leg and he's trying to plant his leg and throw a fucking 40-yard
I've been an athlete. I've done many things in my life, right?
Yes.
I went to go play yellow or red ball kickball, right? Yeah. Co-ed kickball. I thought it'd be fun. My wife and I, two or three years ago,
mm-hmm.
and we're invited, you know, maybe four, something like that. And I'm like, oh, this is fun. You know, I played soccer. You know, I can go out there and kick a fucking ball. You know what I mean? This should be neat. My wife's like, yeah, let's do it, you know. And so we go out there. Well, basically, you stretch and everything like that. But now we're talking about quads, your muscles,
right.
hamstrings, the big parts of your body, you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big part of running, your hamstrings and those quads up here. And, of course, your ankles.
Yeah.
Okay. There's probably three things you need to make sure
and your
are
knees.
Conditioned. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's my big one. I don't. That's yeah. gone. Right. You got to have all those. So here's me one time. The first time up in kickball, I go and the ball's coming, and what am I going to do? And I go to take, I kick it, and I drill the ball in a line drive over third base.
Right.
And or towards him, the guy actually gets it, and yeah. I'm sprinting. Mm-hmm. I'm sprinting. Here I go. I'm hauling ass to first base.
Right.
I'm like.
Did he catch the ball?
Yeah, the guy, you could tell the guy secured the ball. It bounced and he actually caught. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to get the first. And I'm running. I get there. My legs, I pulled everything. I'm like, there's a difference between practice speed and real game speed.
Yeah.
No matter what your level, whether it's kickball,
right,
collegiate, whatever it is, there's the difference.
Thank God you didn't have to try to stretch it into a double.
Yeah.
If you had
a
double, you'd be calling
call
a taxi.
Yeah, call for a pinch runner.
Taxi!
Hey, buddy, can I borrow your Segway?
Yeah. By the way, they're going to eliminate Segways in Palm Beach County. A lot of information about it. We got some big news today. Yeah. We'll go into the news.
All right, we got
later.
A lot of stuff.
My God. Palm Beach is getting pounded with all this shit, man. It's no Segways. Trump is going to sue the fucking county. Wait till you hear this story.
Pissed off.
You're going to love that story.
They say Trump may want to run. Also, local news, which I heard actually on the two parts. So you know where I'm at right now with it. And and this is something that I've heard the story, but what's his name? Conrad. Rob Conrad, former Miami Dolphins
player,
fullback.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like you said, did most of the blocking for Ricky Williams, who gained 2,000 yards. In his time here, and I loved Ricky Williams.
Well, that was just 1 year.
Right?
Yeah.
I love that. If you don't remember Ricky Williams, this is the guy that walked away from football in the middle of everything.
Mm-hmm. And smoke a joint.
To go get high for like a year.
Well, and then studied,
health and holistic.
And also yogiism, and he teaches yoga now, and he's very,
guy said, I got to get good with shit. I'm walking away from everything, which you got to respect.
Mm-hmm.
Then he came back, and he played great.
Yep,
he came fumbled back, a little bit. Right. He used to be a fumbler. He's a bit
tiny
of a fumbler,
bit, tiny bit. But listen, the guy was so.
But yeah,
he
I love Ricky Williams.
Burst right through that line and everything else. But so Rob Conrad, go ahead.
Yeah, so Rob Conrad supposedly on a boat by himself.
Took off from actually.
He's a fisherman, like all those guys.
Hillsborough Inlet, Deerfield Beach.
Because I heard about it when I was watching the game the other night. Dave Lamont, who's a local ESPN radio guy on the Paul and Young Ron Show, which is a local radio show, been around forever. And what the hell, you're right?
You
got a leak?
Yeah.
An iHeart Radio, local. And he posts, what the fuck is this? Somebody doesn't believe Conrad's story?
Yeah.
Like, I hadn't looked up that post.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Dave Lamont was like.
Oh, he's an
asshole.
He's
like, hey, just don't worry about it. Watch the game. You know what I mean?
He's a violent asshole.
I don't know. Who?
Dave Lamont.
Really?
Yeah,
no, you're causing all kinds of friendship.
I've known him for years, man.
Yeah,
we used to work together. At
is that why? Maybe that's why they the Paul and Young Ron show stopped following me on Twitter.
Really? They had him gone for a long time, and then they brought him back. He had some outburst at a kids' soccer game and shit like that.
And
he used to scream at people on the on the.
Well, air. In all due respect, I coached a Deerfield youth soccer for my buddy Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
I coached his kid, and I was. I was pretty vocal. Yeah.
Yeah, well.
I screamed at a referee one time. Hey, just because you got an accent doesn't mean you know the game.
Oh,
the guy
that's
was from, the
funny.
Guy was, the guy was from Romania.
Somewhere.
No, Czech. No, what's the thing with the Checkers? Red and white Checkers. Blank.
Red and white Checkers. Arby's.
No, fucking beef and cheddar.
Yeah. Red and white.
I actually
checkers.
Went to Arby's. When I was coming back from Fort
you
Pierce.
Did not. Don't make
I stopped.
Me puke.
And and the lady says, for an extra buck, you want extra roast beef? I go, of course. So I just wanted, I hadn't eaten, so I just wanted to get an Arby's regular roast beef.
Mm-hmm.
And with the extra meat, and I was like, oh my God, I was in heaven.
Yeah. Well,
in heaven.
That's the last meal.
Hour and a half drive home.
By the way, that's the last thing that my friend Randy. Before he died on Friday, he had
you're
going to
tell
attack.
Me this now?
That's the last thing he ate was like Arby's roast beef with extra meat.
You're going to
rest in peace.
You're going to tell me the shit now? your 50-year-old friend has a heart attack.
Had a terrible weekend.
Has a heart attack, right?
Awful, man. Friday morning, the guy didn't wake up. Wife is in bed with him. Mary is lying there. Two kids in the next, upstairs.
All the kids.
He's got 23 and 21 or something like that. Nice kids, two boys.
All right.
But the guy was like a real cool guy, man. He owned BC Rich Guitars. You're a guitar player. Remember BC yeah. Rich Guitars?
Yeah.
He was the original owner of BC Rich. He sold BC Rich years ago, made his millions, you know, moved down here, opened a gas station, did that. And then he got, you know, sold that, got bored. And he loved guns. He's a Jewish guy. He likes right. guns. So he opened up a gun store, man, and just he loved it. He built it. He was in business like a year, just bought $1.5 million house in Parkland. There was at his birthday party, his 50th birthday, 3.5 wow. months ago, man. He killed over.
They, you know, when you have a heart attack at that age, it's a they call it the widowmaker, because when you're older, your arteries are they're like old trash bags. You know, they get, so if something goes wrong, it goes, you know what I mean? But when you're our age, it's all tight. So if something happens, it just hemorrhages
explodes,
and that's it.
You're boom.
You're done.
Yeah,
the widowmaker. You know, that's why you got to get, listen, I went to the gym now 2 days, 2 days straight. Uh-huh. You know, it's Wednesday, so we're doing this, so I'm going to go after the show.
Yeah.
Feeling good, and I heard that story about your friend dying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I said, that's it, going to get in shape.
I'll tell you, man, I posted on Facebook the other day, said, you know, we're our own worst enemies, and anybody who's still eating red meat 3-4 times a week or twice a week and eating sugar and fucking eating anything white bread, white potatoes, white rice, all that shit, all the bleach, all the starch. All
yeah,
the
I
fucking...
eat a lot of white rice here.
But you know what? You can eat, then buy jasmine rice. Because jasmine rice? Yes, because it has nutrition. It's got, and it doesn't have.
Okay.
What are you laughing at? Just, ask your wife. She's 80%. And they'll tell you that the jasmine rice or basmati rice is much healthier. But you get basmati. I love white rice, dude. I freak out. I ate Chinese food last night, and I have to order brown rice because now I only eat like a couple of bites.
So brown rice is acceptable.
Yeah, brown rice is acceptable. All right.
So I don't have to go out with, was it? The basmati?
Basmati.
Basmati. Or the basmati or the
jasmine.
The jasmine.
Jasmine's delicious, jasmine. Man.
Yeah, oh. Jesus, you know.
Welcome to Sherwood.
Yeah, well, we're building up stories for straight for the headlines.
Straight from the headlines. And it's not headlines. It's headlines.
I know. Listen, I say it my way, okay?
No, the kid doesn't have a D.
Well, listen, everybody
now
has
a... No, you say headlines, you know, but the kid who does the thing, he was so fun. I love that fucking whole
thing. All
right,
thing.
Well,
kind of,
I laugh every time I hear that.
It is, well, you know...
So I pointed it out.
Yeah. Well, you know, other people can laugh at something because they appreciate it. Yeah. They don't need to be, you know, explained it to. Sometimes we understand it. We don't need to make an explanation of it.
Well,
Some people trust their fucking feelings, Peter Leonard. When I laugh, you know, that basically means I'm not going to sit there and ask myself, why am I laughing? And why I'm basically going to laugh, and I'm going to enjoy it, and I'm going to move on to the next moment.
But I wanted you to understand, seeing as how English is really not your first language, that when this guy, Carlos, whatever his name is, what's his name? Hector? Who does that thing?
Hiram Rios.
Hiram, same thing. Hector Hiram. Yeah. Okay. When he does it, he says, headlines. You know, it sounds
headlines.
Headlines. But you don't hear it because, you know, you that's how you speak.
I don't, you know, listen, I speak worse. I thought I was having a stroke over the last couple of days.
What
on
happened?
The radio. I don't know. You know, I'm forgetting things and, you know.
This could be early onset Alzheimer's.
Yeah. What?
Thank God I didn't say you have early onset Alzheimer's.
Well, listen, I already realized that I don't have much of a chance. My father had Parkinson's and my mother had Alzheimer's and bipolar disorder. So
my father had a Cadillac.
Yeah, well, some people are luckier than others, I suppose, Peter Leonard. And always trying to one-up us. But,
it was
you know what I mean? So I think of it that way, too. I think, well, fuck, you know. Getting in shape. I remember I used to tell
you are in shape. I keep telling you that.
I tell my mother, even to this day, you still come up with the lamest, oldest fucking joke.
But it's so funny, man.
But you know, here's the thing. We have an ongoing listenership.
We do?
But
every day you have new listeners.
No, I
if
know.
You don't think you're building new people, some guy goes home and says, man, I listened to the funniest guy on the radio. You got to hear this show today.
Well,
that's
there.
Who I want to catch.
All right, well.
That guy, that new guy.
That joke right there.
We want the new guy.
That joke is not new to anybody. You understand? So when they hear it, and then, you know what I mean? Now, the problem is the other... You know, the other thousands of people that have heard it, they're like, Peter's telling that joke again?
See, but I want to hear you say, one day I would love to have you say, I want to get in shape. And I say, you are in shape. You're an obelisk. That's what I want to hear. Because
it's a stupid
handsome,
old joke.
Thin, gorgeous.
If I'm going to do a fat guy joke,
I want to see
hashtag, I can still get laid fat. Okay? Hashtag, I can still get laid fat is my joke for being fat.
What does that mean, hashtag?
Hashtag on Twitter. You hashtag it. That means you put that on any tweet. It goes in a certain column.
Hashtag.
It goes into a certain category of tweets.
Okay. I gotta get in there.
Yeah. FML, which is fuck my life. You know, you gotta get into it, Peter. You don't have you don't you're not on Twitter, Peter Leonard.
I know.
You're not on Twitter.
I don't tweet. I don't tweet.
You would be a guy that's like, you talked about our friend Perry Sack on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You say, what's up with him? He's going crazy. Because let's face it, Perry Sack had come to Facebook maybe like a year ago.
Yeah.
I think, and he's doing everything through his smartphone. He's, hey, I finally got a smartphone. Right? So he's fine. This kid, Perry Sack, is finally. And he goes nuts. Perry's got ADD. He's admittedly telling. So he'll just go on there and just make comments on everything. But Perry's always think. You know what I mean? Perry's he's a funny dude. Mm-hmm. And he thinks of things like that. But, you know, it's funny because, you know, all the ladies, you know, sometimes you see battles. Sometimes you see the women getting mad at each other on Perry's. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does cause a little bit of a little, every once in a while. Over there.
Well, listen. That's another one of my.
I enjoy that.
One of my New Year's resolutions was to be less. In other words,
you didn't say anything.
My
how many less words?
I haven't said anything yet.
Right. I'm going to be less. In other words, you just have to.
That's
dieting?
What I said.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I'm going to do.
I'm going to be less.
See what I'm saying? In other words, I can't. Say, you know, I'm going to say much less. No, I. When it comes to social media,
right.
It's going to be whatever I put out. It's got to be thought out, good.
Right. It's not the quality, quantity. It's the quality.
I'm not going, and it's going to be hopefully,
funny.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. Are you farting over there?
No, I'm just
leaning over and
I'm hoping.
Spelling,
that's what hoping looks like.
I'm hoping to fart.
Yeah. I'm hoping.
You got something exploding?
Hey, listen, let me tell you
something.
It
is early in the morning.
I have to tell you this. I tried the, you heard the product, Squatty Potty.
Yeah, where you put your feet up on the thing.
It's like a little stool thing. You slip under the toilet, and you basically so you're sitting on your toilet.
Yeah.
But your knees are above your waist.
Yes, I bought a box instead.
Yeah, I mean, you can get
from the 2 cents.
You can fortify a couple shoe boxes and put them next to the toilet.
There right.
You go. But or put
get the squatty
put your kiss boots on. Yeah. Your Elton John boots or shoes.
I can have your ex-wife over and put your feet on top.
Get
her
a couple
back
bricks.
Have her kneel
get a couple
on
bricks.
What's red and yeah. Bad for your teeth.
Yeah.
This brick.
And help you take a shit.
Right.
So
what happened?
So, dude, it was.
Do you love it?
I'm telling you, it was like everything just, it was like, I can tell you it was a pleasurable experience.
My friend Steve swears by it.
I swear to God, I was just, I sit there comfortable, my legs comfortable.
Right.
You know what I mean? Now I can squat. And when I say work out, I say squat. So I can, can you sit into a squat with your heels on the floor?
Sure.
Okay. Because, Asian people are known for being able to do that because that's what they do a lot. They sit around with
That's squat. How I chop chicken on the floor.
Yeah.
On a butcher block.
Yeah. So
squatting down.
You have to be able to. So just it's basically not to that extreme, but you're sitting in it. But everything is like, it's like really, boom, bombs away. And I'm telling you, it's a much more comfortable way of doing it.
Where do you read the newspaper then?
Well, there's no, who needs, I'd rather, listen, I'll take a shit. And then I'll go hang out in my chair or outside and look at the beautiful view from
naked?
My backyard. And I'll put my pants back on.
Oh,
yeah.
I like to read the newspaper naked.
Yeah, well, your neighbors don't. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and I'm here with Peter Leonard.
You guys have a great day.
And we'll be right back right after this.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. How you guys doing today, man? This is Dougie Almeida, and I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Good morning, everybody.
And this is the WEI Network, and of course, IRN, Internet Radio Network, where we come to you Tuesday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. All new shows, and of course, and exclusively on IRN, you have Encore Mondays, which is the listener's choice from the week prior. Favorite show most listened to on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show .podbean.com website, where you can visit and see over 300 episodes of the show over the last several years. Peter Leonard, Linda, Lenny Travis, all our new co-hosts.
Who else?
great guests like Bob Levy, Jim Florentine, Rich Voss,
famous
Tom Cotter, Bobby Collins, who's, by the way, Bobby Collins, if you're in the west coast of Florida, is at Off the Hook Comedy Club this weekend.
Is he really?
Yeah, very funny dude. You got to go. If you haven't seen Bobby Collins, go see Bobby Collins.
Now, how come he's doing a club like that when he's used to doing like
It's a great club.
Huge. Yeah, is it big, though? Big enough for him?
Yeah, it'll hold a room.
And, good, okay.
Matter of fact, I'm going to have a show on Saturday. I'm thinking about seeing if I can go up and do a guest spot one night, maybe Friday, or just drive up and come back.
Really?
Yeah, Fort Myers, like an hour and a half. Fort Myers.
Now, what if you don't get a guest spot? What happens then?
Well, I won't drive there unless I've confirmed one, Peter Leonard. I'm not a, you know.
Yeah, who do you ask about those things?
I'm not going to give that up.
Is he in charge of that, Bobby?
No.
I wouldn't think so either.
He's a traveling man. He's doing all kinds of stuff, that guy.
Traveling man.
But you can go back, and he was on our show. Matter of fact, with Esther Koo, who's on several episodes, back. A lot of people have been on the show.
The Esther Koo.
Who?
Chu.
Yeah.
Chu.
There you go.
Esther Chu.
Cuckoo, ca-choo, Mr. City. Yeah, anyway, I can't, I can barely speak. I don't think I'm going to start singing Beatle lyrics.
Why not?
Yeah, I'm messed up. I think I'm having a stroke. I think I'm actually, I think I may be having a slow one. It may be taking like 2 week stroke.
Well, here's
Can that
the problem.
Happen? Can somebody suffer a stroke over a 2 week period?
Sure. Now, here's what's going to happen to you. Yeah. Now, if I'm here during that time,
right,
it's going to be a bad situation for you because I am not going to put my mouth on yours to save your life. There's no such thing right here as... My ex-wife had a mustache just like yours, and I would just think I'm kissing her.
So. I'd rather die, Peter There's Leonard. Like, I think I'd rather... If
well,
I
you would if I put my lips on yours.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I probably would. Catch the 8-year flu.
Mm-hmm.
At any rate. So, welcome to great football games, right? We're leading into the end of football season, right? What's going to happen?
Now let's see who's this four final teams. You got New England,
right?
You got
You have New England against Indianapolis,
right?
And you have the Seahawks,
yes,
against Green Bay in Seattle.
Wow, that's going to be some
I think
game,
you got the 10th man over there, man. That place they're actually going to measure. They measured. I think maybe less, but they're actually going to measure
10th. There's 11.
If it actually causes an earthquake,
it's a 12th man.
On the ground, that place gets so loud that it actually shakes the earth a little bit,
like a Richter scale.
Yeah, it's like fracking.
Wow, watch your language. It's a family show, please. Yeah. You're very disgusting.
So that's going to be a big game. You want to make a prediction on who you think is going to win that game?
I think Seattle's going to win that game,
right?
Although I'd like to see Green Bay win. I like Aaron Rodgers. I think the guy's just a great
discount double
and,
check.
Yeah,
I think the only other commercial that right now I could tell you I like better than that commercial.
Peyton Manning
is the Rob Lowe commercials.
You do like those?
Yeah, I like the new beef, the new one. I'm Meathead Rob Lowe, and I have cable. It's fucking hilarious. I can't stop saying bro.
Right, that one's good, but some of the other ones are like juvenile. I like
the one with the hairy guy. Mm-hmm. I have hair curtains.
What's her name? What's his name?
It's hilarious.
Peyton Manning doing the Nationwide commercials.
Yeah.
Chicken parm tastes really good. Yeah. that's pretty funny, man.
Chicken parm, you taste so good.
Right, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's good. But then, you know, the other day, the way he played, though, he's like, maybe it's time for me to retire.
He had a tear in his leg, and maybe he shouldn't have played. He should have had the balls to tell the coach. Maybe they could have put in a guy.
In a situation like that, what do you think it is? You think it's Peyton Manning saying, I can do it, don't worry about it, you know? Or you think it's a coach going, who's the backup quarterback for the Broncos?
Who knows?
Yeah.
You know what it was? What's her name? What's his name? They got rid of him. Your boy, Tebow.
Yeah, Tebow. By the way, he did a good job announcing. It seems like he's going to have a career in announcing these, being like a regular announcer for college football games.
Well, he better. He has no other career.
Yeah, besides actually, saving people.
He can do circumcisions.
I don't know if that's on his list of things he wants to do.
Didn't you hear that when he was in college, he went, you know, he went on this
missionary, I think.
Yes, yeah, and he was doing circumcisions. That's what his fucking
really.
Job. Yeah,
that was he was really
with his teeth.
Come on.
No, he was.
With his guy's a don't make fun of Tebow. He's a man of faith.
Not kidding.
If the world had more Tebows, you know, the world would be a lot better place.
Yeah.
Oh, if I meant to say it that way, but. Hey, by the way, speaking of people that passed away, we never mentioned it on the show yet, but passed away recently, Taylor Negron.
Oh, my. Taylor Negron. Boy, what a great actor. What a funny comedian. And not just a comedic actor. He had some... don't know if you saw the last Boy Scout with Bruce right. Willis. He played a real villain in that right. fucking
mean
movie.
Dude, yeah, yeah.
He was a, you know, but he goes back to the first thing I loved him in.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Well, that too, but then the big role was Easy Money with Rodney Dangerfield, right. and he played the son-in-law.
Right.
You know? Can I call you dad?
Yeah,
that was, you know, that was great, you know, yeah. and then he
that was funny.
Did a lot of TV.
I'd rather you didn't.
Yeah, he was the hairdresser on a Seinfeld episode, washed the skunk out of Elaine's hair.
Dead at the age of 57.
Yeah.
With cancer.
Terrible, man.
Veteran actor and comedian Taylor Negron.
Negron
passed away at age 57 on Saturday night, January 10th, after a long battle with cancer. His cousin, Three Dog Night band member Chuck Negron, announced the news via an emotional message on YouTube. Oh, that's too bad.
And Taylor's coming.
Hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that was one of their big hits, Three Dog Night. Yeah. Eli's coming.
He was well-loved within the comedy community.
Yes.
Right.
And he was, you know, he studied under Lucille Ball.
Really?
Lucille Ball took him under her wing. He was a kid. He was like 17, 18. Saw some talent in him and taught him timing and blocking.
What a mentor.
Can you believe
fuck.
It? Right. Lucille fucking Ball loved this kid. He also had to eat that pussy, man, the redhead. Oh, jeez. She was 81 by then.
Don't desecrate the whole thing.
She
now.
Was 81
you know, it's a really good story.
No, it is. It's a nice story.
She was 81 at the time.
Well, she was an old lady by the time.
Yeah.
I mean, he was 57. Lucille Ball would have been about 95 by now, no?
I don't know.
Yeah, she was at least 40 years older than him, you know.
Wow.
30, you know, easy.
Right.
So hey, that's so sad, man. And I don't think he was married. I don't think he had any children. You know, just fucked up, dude. His cancer gets everybody. And, you know, you think there's a God, and you look at my friend Randy, and you look at this, you know, it's just, I had cancer
twice. Yeah,
when
death happens, you know, I mean, listen, I don't want to talk about death.
I do.
You know what I mean? It's not too exciting. Hey, there seems that there's a big concern with this whole internet thing, right? Everybody's getting hacked. We talked a little bit yesterday. Everybody's getting hacked. Now, we really got, why? I don't understand. Like, we've been knowing that. Like, everybody's like, oh, man, we really got to step it up. I mean, it seems that we should have known that by now. You know what I mean? It's like,
It hits close to home. It's not a reality, dude. It's, you know, come on. Anything in life until, wow. I mean, it's always somebody else, somewhere else, somehow else. It's never us. All of a sudden, when it's so close, you go, wow, look at this. This is the first.
Yeah.
Holy shit. But, you know, it's not such a holy shit moment. You all should have known about this.
Yeah, I don't know.
Listen, I got fucked last year. Somebody stole my ID. They filed my income taxes. I went through hell.
There's a lot of that going around over the last several years of people filing a tax return under you, like they're you.
Enormous.
Yeah.
They make up a phony W-2 and they get away with it, man. It's absolutely heartbreaking. So I'm going to file my taxes really early, and I got news for you. And I was a schmuck because I paid taxes last year. The government already had me, you know, written off, and somebody got a refund.
Right.
I went ahead, according to my accountant/attorney said, listen, you owe the government $980. Write them a check. This way you can't get fucking screwed. Forget that somebody filed against you.
Yeah, that's their case.
No,
that's their case.
Right.
When it happened to me, and it's like the government's going to handle that. You know, either way, it has nothing. It's been separated from me.
Right.
Right. And now it's just me because I ended up, you know, like you, I had to pay.
Right.
So I just paid anyway. So it's like, you know,
right.
Fuck.
This year, man, I'm getting some money back. So I'm going to file. I get all my shit back. I had so many, right? I mean, you know what? My medical bills this year, I had over like $15,000
right.
in medical bills.
Well, your medical bills have to at least be, what, 2%, 2.5% of your gross income?
To do what?
To be able to be deducted. If you want to write off a medical expense,
okay.
It has to be at least 2 to 2.5% of your adjusted gross income or income.
All right, so let's say you're looking at $75,000.
Yeah,
you're
saying
$15,000. There it is. 2% of 75,000 is 15 fucking thousand, man.
The only time I got to write that off of my taxes when my mom was in the nursing home.
Oh, boy.
That first year and a half, I had to pay for most of it.
Mm.
You know, my accountant's like, I thought I was going to end up owing a bit. He's like, dude, you're getting this return. I'm like, what? He's like, you had the deduction.
Right.
You know, I'm like, holy cow.
That's
good to know.
Yep, it sure
And
is.
By the way, you ever see these H&R Block commercials?
The new one. Have you seen that with the billions?
Right.
America, reclaim your billions.
The dude with the tie, the bow tie.
Yeah, I like that one too.
I'm not saying I liked it.
Oh.
So don't. I'm just saying. First of all, if you're going to H&R Block.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're not CPAs.
If you're an H&R Block, you're making $35,000 a year.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
H&R Block's for the average person just needs to file a return and get it done.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have other businesses and income and other things, and
if you need somebody who knows what they're doing, need to find a real accountant.
If you want to ride from somebody there, you can get somebody in a rickshaw to take you, or you know,
right.
And it's funny because, you know, like anything, this is a truth. This is something that, you know, is in the business. I've been in the financial planning business many years. So when people say, I ask them, who's your accountant? Because when I work with a client, I end up knowing them. I speak with the accountant. Mm-hmm. I send stuff to the accountant, you know,
right.
That I know that they're going to need.
Yes.
You know, I said, look, here's, so you keep abreast on all this kind of,
here's their income from the year for their
here's the activities and the accounts, blah blah blah. Is where
here's
we're
the interest,
to take out. Yeah. So you know, have it all for them, and it's great because then the accountants go, hey, you do this for all your clients? Yes, sir. Well, I want you to meet someone. that's how I work on referral alone.
That's nice.
Yeah. So you got to get all that stuff prepared, and I still to this day I remember my mom. Dad used to have boxes of just shit. You know what I mean? Like every time the guy hand a big pile of crap to them. You know what I mean?
I had a shoebox for years filled with all my receipts.
Get your taxes prepared. That's all we're saying.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Get it done. I mean, and here's the thing, you got to be careful because if you do them early, sometimes if you do them too early and you get them done, you get a higher percentage of being audited because the IRS would pull audits early in
something to hide. This guy's filing early.
They pull a lot of their random audits off the the early filers.
Boy, I'd love somebody to audit me. They'd be in deep shit. They would know. They'd leave with their head spinning.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know what the fuck.
Wow. I do everything. I keep records of everything. But that's the thing. It's like anything in life. You got to make sure you can't like come back at the end of the year. It's like a test. You can't say 5 minutes before the test, I'm going to study the material the night before and cram.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? You got to, when it comes to taxes, you don't want to have an issue. Every month I do a, my cost base, whatever. I figured everything out and I file it in a little thing.
Wow.
And then at the end of the year, I look at each of them.
Wow.
There you go. You know, it's well,
see, but you have all these deductions.
I got a lot of deductions.
Travel for you would be, you know, because you can say that you're trying to have comedy as an income. And
right.
then you could, God, you should write off your whole career. You could really do that.
Yeah. Well, what do you think? I mean,
I don't know, man.
But taxes, you can't write off expenses if you've had no profits for 2 years. After 2 years, if you're not writing profits, you can't write off any expenses.
Really?
You can't be sitting there milking. Yeah, it's a little difficult.
Huh.
Yeah. Hey, by the way.
Straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thanks, Hiram.
Anyway, it's time for Straight for the Headlines, where at some point we do it. You know what I mean? At some point in the show, somebody asked me that. When do you do it? I'm like, whenever.
Whenever there's an emergency.
Here, we got the stories piling up in here. So
they are really piling up. There's a lot
going
on.
And here's a little story. One dead, dozens hospitalized after heavy smoke at D.C. Metro Tunnel.
What?
A woman is dead. Dozens of other people were hospitalized. And three remain in critical condition after the upper level of the Elephant Plaza Metro Station in southeast D.C. filled with smoke Monday afternoon. A Virginia-bound Yellow Line train was in the tunnel just south of the station around 3:20 p.m. when it stopped for an unknown reason. Dozens of people were trapped inside the train's car as the tunnel filled with thick black smoke.
Wow.
People could barely breathe. Passenger Denzel Hatch said they had to evacuate us through a tunnel and walk back through the front. No electricity, no visibility, nothing. Couldn't see anything at first. Can you imagine being on a fucking train and with everything going on right now?
I would freak. You'd think that, you know, first of all, I'm surprised. Were they stampeding? Were people like just shoving, pushing, killing each other, getting out? Who was hurt? Anybody?
So you hear dozens of people were trapped inside the train's car at the tunnel with thick black smoke. You're hearing other people crying. You're seeing people passing out. It was a horrific thing to witness.
Wow.
All that going on. Firefighters gained access to the tunnel at one of the evacuation points at 9th Street and Main Avenue. One injured firefighter was transported from that location by an ambulance. According to D.C. Fire and EMS, 84 patients were taken to the hospital.
84.
Three are in critical but stable condition. Two of them at the George Washington University Hospital. More than 200 people were evaluated.
Wow.
There was a woman who was in distress on the train, and I'm sorry to say she's passed away, Metro General Manager and Chief Executive Officer said.
Damn.
The woman's cause of death is unknown.
Probably a heart attack. She panicked.
Could have.
That happens, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You get into it.
Didn't say how many people shit their pants.
Yeah, right.
When that happened.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You know, people panic. When there's an avalanche, you have a heart attack. When you jump off a building, you have a heart attack. They say that that's
pretty much what happens. You said that to me once before.
Yep. That's what happens. You're dead way before you hit the ground.
Really?
Yep.
Your heart goes, you realize what's about to happen.
Right. The fear just fucking kills you right there in midair.
Wow.
Bang. Which is better than hitting the ground, you know, feeling that.
Well, if you think that would be so hard. Like what I think about it, I've been, you know, hit, and like when you're fighting and training, you get hit and you're out. You know, you actually blank out. I mean, I could imagine it'd be just like that. You'd hit the ground. I mean, it's not like it's not like your impact to the ground is going to be like in slow motion. Yeah. And you feel everything.
Let's try it. Go up on the roof.
Yeah.
Get up there.
You ever jump off a roof?
Yeah, into piles of snow. I jumped off a third-story building into 12-foot.
It seems to be something that kids love to do, and as a kid, you always did it, jumping off things. And you know, it all started back in New York and Queens and Jamaica. Mm. We lived on the first floor of an apartment, but where the cars would park in the back, and there was like a park back there, and basketball, everything was in the back. It went down, so you actually had a second. You know, you're jumping out of. So we would jump out of the window into the snow.
Fun, right?
When I was like 3 or 4, you know, 4 years old, 5, you know, ridiculous.
Where were your parents?
And then when we got to Florida, we had the pool. We had a slide, you know, the big slide, a little slide. We had the slide, and we would jump off the top of the slide.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Into the pool.
Which did you like better, jumping in the snow or the pool?
No, I was much. I think I was thrown out of the. When my brothers threw me out of the. You know, which, by the way, talking about death, and we get, you know, the story that we never talked about on the show. That to this day, every time I see it, I'm like, I don't know why. When I hear about the story, it just sickens me. Of the fucking guy in Tampa
who threw his
daughter off the bridge.
Oh my God!
And they determined she was alive.
Yeah,
she was alive when it happened.
Oh yeah, he threw her off the living. Yeah. He pulled her out of the car, grabbed her out of the seat, and tossed her over the fucking bridge.
But he imagine the horror in that fucking kid.
Oh man!
That her father, and then you see the clown in court when they asked him if he wanted to, in the hearing. You know, he's like, "Do you want me to get you a public defender?" He's like, "I'm going to leave it in God's hands."
Well, he said that, you know, God told him to do that. You know, his wife had. Listen, this is such a sad thing because people report people like this all the time, and they go. They had nothing to hold him on. You can't Baker Act the guy for like, you can only hold him for 48 hours or 30, whatever it is. Was it 3 days? 24, 46, 30, 30, whatever it is. There were warnings there. There were signs there. The same thing with the guy that shot the two cops in New York. There were warning signs there. And people are saying this is the problem with the mental health.
There's a lot of issues like that. Like,
in this country.
My oldest brother, there was issues and stuff like that where somebody knows what Baker Acting means. Baker Acting means you cannot promise this person's safety or anybody around that person's safety.
Right.
And if they're a family member, if there's somebody close to you, you know, that you have to do that because, you know, I mean, again, I remember my mom, 4'11", would sit there and have my brother at the house. You know, there was one time there was something that happened and he brought this young guy there. It was really bad. I didn't see any of it, but it was maybe even smoking crack at the time.
Wow.
Brings a guy into my mom's house and dad's house in Margate in like the early 90s. And mid-90s, 96, 97. And they robbed my mom's fucking jewelry. The dude robs my mom's jewelry. When we got, my brother Eddie and I got to the fucking house, the guy was still there. And I fucking almost choked him. Dude. I said, where's the shit? And he goes, and I started choking him. And then the cops came.
Wow.
It was fucking, you know, and the cop was like, he says, you know, you could have been, I could charge you with kidnapping, imprisonment, false imprisonment, you know? And I said, fuck. Do what you need to do, dude. I told him, I said, but if that guy doesn't tell me where my mom's shit is.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Did they arrest him?
Yeah, they took him away and shit.
Did,
they said because he could have pressed charges on me and all the shit, they just let him go.
Fuck.
So, you know, my mom lost all the shit because dumbass, you know, you're dealing with somebody who doesn't know what the fuck they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do? That's your brother. That's your family. What you got to say, look, you got to call the authorities and say, I need this person Baker acted. And, like you, and that's what happens. Well, then they whenever you do something like that, the people that come are like, oh, fuck. It's like they don't want to deal with this shit either.
Yeah. Sure
that's don't. The nobody wants to deal with this shit when it happens. You're like, oh, they look at you, and then you get that. You're like, look, you think I want to fucking be here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You think I want to be in this part with my family or something stupid like that?
My friend Dave is going through a divorce. You won't believe this story. Going through a divorce, the wife has gotten so crazy that she first she threatened. She like took all his weed, found his weed, and threatened. I'm going to call the cops.
Right.
I'm going to tell them. I'm going to call your job and tell them you smoke pot. I'm going to do that.
Oh, my God.
Right. So this is a 59-year-old guy. Right. He doesn't give a fuck. So in the meantime, she sends out a text to her, him, her two of her sisters, and some friend that says, so long. It has been nice. Please send all my things back to my mother. She's from Vietnam. Send things to Vietnam to my mother.
Oh, boy.
Right. So the one girl she sent, one sister and the one friend she got that got the text called the police because they tried to call her, couldn't get her. The police go to, now Dave gets the text. He goes, oh, my God. He calls, right. No answer. Drives there from his job. The cops are there already. You know, she's asleep in bed.
Right.
They don't know what she took or what she did or anything, but she's fast asleep, the wife. And they haul her out. They take her away. They bake her out. You know, she was in, for 3 days, she was in a nut house in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, being questioned, I hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never a good situation, you know, never a good situation when that happens.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. I remember when I was single, I dated a chick, and these stories were coming out, the stories about family and friends and shit. So, you know, it was like, oh, my mother was like this, and my father, my whatever. I'm like, looking, I'm like, that was it. There was like maybe 10 minutes into this conversation where I'm like, you know what? This person is fucking demented.
Out of their mind, right?
Yeah. But like you said, it's rampant. It's all over the place. It seems like there's the old saying, everybody has that person in the family who's like you don't invite to the barbecue.
Right.
Right. There's always that one person, at least in the family, you know, right. that you don't invite. They just say, hey, this may not go well.
And after a while, people stop asking about that person.
Yeah.
You know?
They notice that.
I had a little crazy cousin like that who would... As a kid, he would build bombs and blow things up in the backyard. He would, you know, build those Estes rockets. You know those big Estes rockets?
Yeah.
Remember those rockets? Those, you know, rocket ships from the models? You know, with the big, he would put like...
The ones that come down in a parachute that you got to
get
it on your bike and
Except
go get.
Except he'd go to the pet store, buy a couple of mice or a hamster, gerbils, and shoot them up in the air.
Send them into orbit.
Yeah, send them into orbit. And it was crazy, this fucking kid.
Well, I had one of those kids in my neighborhood that... I witnessed him. He caught a lizard,
mm-hmm.
and he put a firecracker in the lizard's mouth. You know, opened the lizard's mouth, lit the fucking firecracker. Poor lizard goes running around with a fucking doesn't know what he's doing. He's scampering around, and the firecracker blows. You know,
that's terrible.
And the guy would sit there and like you look at this, and you would think
that's mental.
I remember my friend. We were sitting there. The guy's house was right off Atlantic Boulevard in Rock Island Road. So we sat there, and matter of fact, it was the same house that used to have a trampoline for a while. And this one had happened. We're all jumping and fucking guy. And I remember saying to myself, and I don't know, it was like 10. I don't remember. I'm like, that's not right.
See, they say that kids who harm animals are most likely to become like killers.
Sociopaths.
They're sociopaths. Because if you can do that to a poor fucking animal.
Yeah. What's next?
Wow.
What's next on your list there, buddy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
This just in.
Don't lead my story if I'm not ready.
I'm kidding.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're ready for. But the news is the news is the news is the news. There's a lot of stuff going on out there. A lot of stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And the Rob Conrad story, as you said earlier, I don't believe a word of it. I don't think the guy, when you can't get the story straight, and the guy's been on every, he was on Good Morning America today. He was on today. He's been on every major TV show. This is a national story now. But I don't know how you swim 16 hours, Doug. I don't care if you played football. It was a long time ago. It was 10 years ago. Been out of the NFL since 2004, 7, something like that.
Right.
So it's been a while, man.
We'll see what happens. I mean, I believe it happened. Unless somebody's trying to write a book. You know what I mean? Because think about it. Not too long ago, we had the story of other athletes or former athletes I think it was a black guy. It's going to be a couple black, white. I can't remember. It was a mix. It was a mix of players.
Mix guy?
There was a, you know what I'm saying. There was a couple black guy, white. I don't remember. What.
Yeah.
And they were on a boat that capsized. And one person actually survived, but the other one or two, right, swam off. And,
out in San Francisco.
Remember that?
Guy drowned.
Right. They just, like, gave up. They said, I can't hold on. Right? Wasn't that a weird story?
And, one guy, there was actually fell in a vat of milk, and they churned it enough to turn to butter, and they climbed out. Wasn't that the story?
No, I think that's... I'm trying to... What a dick. I mean, what a dick you are.
Oh, man. That was a different story.
No, I'm serious. There was a story of these athletes on a boat that capsized.
Right.
And they,
off Atlanta,
and I think two of them died, and only one guy survived.
Yeah.
And there was, like, a lot of resentment, like a lot of people saying, well, how come you're the only... You know, there was that night. Could you imagine being on a boat with three people, and everybody dies but you, and people are going, like, what happened?
Well, I killed the other two guys.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I used them to help me float.
Yeah. Well, Willie Wilson died. He was a former football player. There's videos of football players drowning. There's a high school quarterback drowning. Brandon Ellingson drowns in the Lake of the Ozarks. People drowning a lot, man. I got to stay out of the water. I swear to God. You know that?
Yeah.
Well, I'm staying out of the fucking water, man.
That's one thing I can swim.
I can swim, too, but you know what, dude? Well, you can bob. I can't. You know,
well, I'm not a floater. I can't.
Oh,
I can't
no,
float.
You float pretty
well. No, I don't float. I sink, dude. I'm so heavy. I'm big. I'm not. You know, I'm not fatty fat. I'm big. You know, believe it or not, there's a lot of big there. So I float. I sink.
Oh.
I'm not. You know, some people can breathe and they can float on water. You lay on your back.
Yeah.
And you keep it. And you get buoyant. And you can just float. I can't do that. I try that. I'm breathing. Next thing you know, I'm underwater.
Uh huh.
Not a good thing for me. But I could swim my ass off. Now I don't think I could swim 13 fucking miles.
How many miles?
That's how far of a distance. He was in the water for 13 hours, Conrad.
Longer.
He
18
said he was,
hours.
And he got bit by everything. He said he circled by a shark.
Oh, God. I don't believe it.
No, that was part of the story I heard, too. That there was one time there was a shark that was circling around him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he got bit by everything. Imagine if you're in the water that long, you got to be bit by a bunch of fucking the jellyfish that float around in
the tide. Diana Nyad was covered in them. She said, in fact, they interviewed her to see if she thought the story was true, and she said, yeah, let's see if he can swim to fucking Cuba. That's what she said, quote unquote. Let's see if he can swim to fucking Cuba.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Well, he's a football player.
I know.
Lighten up, Diana. Right? I mean, leave the fucking guy alone.
Go swim the English Channel.
Right. Here's another story. Woody Allen to create his first television series for Amazon.
I heard he was in the hospital in China. You didn't hear that?
No.
Yeah, he's waiting the birth of his next wife.
London Lee's not dead yet, is he?
Yeah.
The untitled Woody Allen Project, a half-hour series, has received a full season order from Amazon.
Wow. What's next, Bill Cosby?
With episodes to be written and directed by Allen, the series will be available exclusively on Amazon Prime Instant Video in the U.S., U.K., and in Germany.
How long are these... Or is it a TV show? A TV series?
A series on Amazon.
Like about an hour long or something? What do you figure they are?
Woody Allen is a visionary creator who has made some of the greatest films of all time.
Yeah.
It's an honor to be working with him on our first television series, said Roy Price, Vice President of Amazon Studios.
Wow.
I tried out one of my new jokes the other day about what happened in the year, you know, with Alibaba. You know, the company Alibaba, the first real Chinese IPO, in a sense. Not first Chinese IPO, but big company to come over here. The CEO, the guy who runs it, his name is Jack Ma.
Yeah.
It's Jack Ma. Well, now he's an American. He's the CEO of this company. He's going to change his name to Jack Pot. Jack Pot.
Oh, that's good.
Not Co Pot.
Not Jack Mima?
No. At any rate.
That's fascinating.
Studios from Annie Hall to Blue Jasmine. Listen. Woody has been a creative forefront in American cinema.
The only
movie I can ever think about is the history, whatever, is the
all,
sex.
All you ever want to know about was all you ever want to know about sex.
Yeah, everything
afraid
you
want
to know about
sex was right.
A big titty chasing after him.
Bananas, great movie. The guy was just. Played against Sam, great. I mean, all these, he was so great.
Here's
in the 70s.
Here's a great quote from Allen, by the way.
Annie Hall, by the way.
He goes, I don't know how I got into this. I have no ideas. I'm not sure where to begin. My guess is that Rory Price will regret this.
Woody Allen said
that?
Oh, that's funny.
That's a quote from Woody Allen.
Yeah. He's got to be in his late 70s by now.
Yeah, interesting story, you know, because he ended up marrying his adopted daughter,
right?
Soon-Yi. Sun Yi with
Soon Come.
Mia Farrow.
Yeah.
Boy, she was a hot piece of ass back in the day.
Now, did you see the son that she allegedly, claims was his? And it looks like Frank Sinatra.
Frank Sinatra's kid. Yeah. That's his kid.
That's Sinatra's kid.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Anybody who looks at that photo doesn't see Frank Sinatra.
Right. Old blue eyes baby.
You ever have a situation like that where somebody, you realize the baby doesn't look anything like the dad?
Yeah, my son actually doesn't look a thing like me. He's Puerto, he's black.
It's almost as bad as when somebody shows you the newborn kid and it's a frightening photo.
Oh, God. What was that famous, remember that episode of Seinfeld where the baby was so fucking ugly and, look at the baby. The mother was like, look at my baby, is he beautiful? And like the kid was just vile. And,
yeah,
And Jerry's Kramer like, every, almost, you yeah. know, like gagged when he said the kid got scared to death.
I saw this one kid's baby when we saw him, and both the parents had big noses. I swear to God, when he looked at the photo, the kid looked like he was a rudder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The kid's nose was like, oh my God, it was like the penguin. He's like, holy fuck, this kid, this poor kid. Looking at ugly baby photos, kind of rough. And, when you're ugly, two ugly people have a kid, you expect the kid's going to be ugly.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, two ugly people don't have a kid and go, boy, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Two negatives make a positive?
Yeah, not so.
That's in science, that.
Mm-hmm.
Two negatives make a positive. Two positives make a positive. Positive, negative make a...
I don't know.
Negative.
A positive and a negative make a positive. Positive make a positive. Positive, positive.
What? I think I may have faltered in my latter part of that logic.
Where are you going?
Yeah, I don't know. But this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and it's a Wednesday morning, and we're just chilling. Minda's out of town. She's at the CES.
Did she call you, by the way?
No.
She's calling me every fucking night
you
to
wish.
Chat.
Huh? You wish.
No, I'm kidding. She doesn't call me.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. She'll be back next week. And don't forget, next week, guys, we're going to have a full week of shows. But unfortunately, the week after, I'm going to be heading up to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So if you're out there on January 23rd, 24th, something like that, that weekend, Thursday through Saturday, I'm going to be at Carolina Comedy Club in Myrtle Beach.
Really?
Yeah, Thursday through Saturday. And then going to be hanging out, then driving down to Hoover, Alabama, to perform at Stardom Comedy Club along with my good friend Tim Polnick from Tuesday through Thursday. That's the 26th to 28th, 9th, I think, 26th, 27th, yeah. 28th.
I don't know that you know this, but that's the home of the vacuum cleaner. The vacuum cleaner was invented there.
In Hoover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah. There's going to be a Hoover factory there.
No, you idiot.
No.
I'm just fucking kidding.
Anyway, we'll be right back right after this.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Dougie Show. Hey, we're Peter Leonard. That's right. Welcome back to the show. And, of course, we are here Tuesday through Thursday with all new shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to tell you something.
And more songs.
Yeah, I love that. Hey, here's some trivia for you listeners out there.
Right.
Who co-wrote that song and plays rhythm guitar and has that ding, 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 boom, 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 boom. Do you know this one, Dougie?
Todd Rundgren.
Nope.
That's you always ask questions, asking. He's the answer. So.
Yeah, he is the answer.
Yeah,
but he's not the answer. Guess who it is?
I'm trying to blend.
If I tell you what his he actually got a credit on the album as Dr. Winston O. Boogie. If that gives you
Dr.
any clue,
Dr. Winston O. Boogie,
which would give you any clue whatsoever, because he didn't want to put his name on it and only sell the album for Bowie based on him.
Dr. Winston
O. Boogie.
O. Boogie.
Boogie.
O. Boogie.
Winston being his original middle name.
Right. I have no idea.
John Lennon.
Oh, really?
Yep. That's John with that.
That's him doing all that?
Yep.
That's not Bowie?
Nope. No, it isn't.
Bowie's just doing the talkovers.
Well, he's singing. He's singing the...
Yeah,
you know,
well...
What's it eat is hot tomorrow.
Right.
You know, that's all. But, and deedle-deedle-deedle-deed, that fucking funky, you know, that guitar is...
See, it's amazing what you learn here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Yeah, yep. I think I'm a music guy, you know, but I never knew that John Lennon co-wrote Fame by...
David Bowie.
David Bowie. Wow. Mm-hmm. I'm cool now, right?
Yeah.
I'm officially cool. Have I known that
now? You know what's really cool, man? Just little stupid fucking things like that. When you can, you know, maybe go to
that's
a party.
That's how you get laid, right?
That's how you go to a party.
That's the kind of shit that gets Peter Leonard laid.
Yeah.
Hey, did you know that? No way. The girl's like, no way. Peter's like, I'm telling you, go grab the album. Who's got an album?
See, in college, it was easy. I just put a toothbrush in my top pocket.
Okay.
Put a little cocaine under your nose and a nostril. So just a little bit of coke or, you know, so it shows there and you go. Go to a bar and talk to some chick. Hey, how come you got a toothbrush in your pocket? Oh, my roommate's got like 7 friends up for the weekend, so I was going to like either just crash in my car or, you know. Oh, no, stay with us. We have plenty of room.
Well, who the fuck are you hooking up with?
Everybody.
The Golden Girls?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Wow. Hey, you know, it's interesting. You and I were talking about business and things like that.
Yes.
And reading a story... GoPro stock plummets after Apple granted patent for mounted cameras. It only had to be a matter of time before another camera would be fastened onto something else.
But where are you going to fasten it to? That's what I don't get.
Well, here's the interesting thing. You know the company Polaroid?
Yes.
They're fighting their way back into things because they have the cube.
Mm-hmm.
The cube is a big magnetic camera.
Right.
So you can stick it on, you could place it on somewhere and just sit it there.
Like your bicycle?
If on a bicycle, you put it on your handlebar, it won't move. It's like you stick it right in, it doesn't move.
Your hood?
Yeah. I mean, literally.
Your girlfriend's
IUD? That's how they got around the patent with the mounting of the camera on a device.
Madonna's bra? You know?
Right.
So,
but it's kind of, you know, this whole GoPro thing, the stock has just been going nuts. I have a client that wanted me to buy it. I'm like, no, I don't like the levels.
Good for you.
Because... Well, now, the company GoPro, the big thing was, like, they were going to try to create their own network, like YouTube.
Yeah.
Like, YouTube has its own network. So, you know, you want a GoPro network, you want anything that you film, it's going to have its own network.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have it on YouTube.
Right.
They don't have it.
It's stupid.
Right. So, it's a weird thing what's happened, but...
Did you see these extenders? The other day, I was at... Where the hell was I? Was it a ball game? I don't know where I was. And some chick has this...
Oh, the selfie one thing.
Yeah, the selfie where a stick. It's a selfie stick, and you put your phone on this stick, and you can hold it out just far enough so you can, you know, take a picture.
Almost to where it's ended. You can't tell who's holding the stick.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous. And then last week, this is funny because you know this guy.
I'll tell you where this is cool.
What?
So I saw it with some of these videos I've seen. You talk about these GoPro and action things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they show these people that they're holding it as they're on that. They're in the water. On those surfboard things that have the water shooting out,
mm-hmm.
like the jet ski, like you can get on those things and you can fly around in the air with them fucking
yeah,
things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they have them on a, like a little surfboard or whatever the hell it is, you know.
You put
them on your boots. You basically stand in boots like Iron Man.
And you could be like
and you just fucking,
James
you know,
Bond.
And
you tilt.
Yeah, and you just, it's like a rocket. You just
a segue
turn.
On the water.
Can you imagine fucking up on that thing, though, and like landing? I mean, you can only go so far away from the water, hopefully not near land.
Wow.
But you're going to, you know, some asshole is going to like.
You got to wear a helmet for those things?
No, that's the
thing.
They
have to make you wear a helmet.
These other dudes weren't wearing helmets.
Well, I got news for you, man.
Yeah, well,
I'd have to wear a helmet. That's what,
Remember, here on the beach, they used to have the They have those surf kites.
Yeah.
And the people got fucked. I remember a buddy of mine was a paramedic. He goes, you know how many people we go to the beach? We come and they're all fucked up.
They're mangled.
But they're mangled in that rope because when they start learning it, they lose
four
control.
4 years ago, man, these
two
chicks.
Oh, the ladies had fell into the building.
The two sisters. Two sisters. One died, one didn't. And they actually changed the law because of those two girls.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Some of those towing guys, they just drag you out there, and they don't care how windy it is. They don't care what it is. If they can make a dollar, man.
Listen, that's why I don't trust any of that shit. You know what I mean? I'd rather deal. Nah, fuck it. Hey, we all knew the story about what happened in France.
What happened?
This is a new thing that's come out. And
invented the French
It'd be interesting to see how you feel about this and our listeners here feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the new Charlie Hebdo cover creates new question for U.S. news media. After the killings at the French satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo last week by Islamic extremists, other news media, including web-based outlets, choose to republish some of its cartoons that many Muslims found so offensive.
Why would they do that?
Well, I guess you're doing it. You're saying, look, you know, we're not going to stop. Obviously, now you're pissing us off more. Now there's more. I guess there's more to discuss, more to make fun of.
Yeah.
Some American newspapers, including the New York Times, did not, calling the decision an editorial judgment. They drew criticism for some free speech advocates who called the decision cowardly in the face of a terrorist attack. Wow. I mean, what do you think? I mean, it's an interesting question.
Why would you listen? Again, there is an expression called poking the bear, right? Why poke the bear?
Well, then you're giving that person that they are a big bear. You're acknowledging them as a bear.
Mm.
I mean,
yeah.
When you breathe, I swear, I feel like the window just opened.
It's so sad. I'm just.
I mean, I'm sitting here every time I'm looking, and I realize it's you. And I'm like, I look out the window. I thought the window cracked open.
I think I'm actually stroking out, man.
No, that's my.
No, it's actually this is great. The sensitivity of these microphones. You get good equipment in here.
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah.
Now listen, what's going to happen next? With that story, what do they expect? There's a consequence for this, right? You're tossing. This is like lobbing a ball.
Well,
what's going to happen now?
I guess when you look at free speech, and if this causes more action, then you say, well, we're not going to stop doing what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But now what's happened is it's almost like you're taunting, like in other words, the thing that made the terrorists so bad is that this particular newspaper made fun of everybody, not just the Jews. Fun of everybody. Everybody's fair game.
It's like the National Lampoon,
right? Exactly.
Right.
So, but now if they're just going to say, "Oh, we're going to pump this stuff out more," well, now it becomes personal, and you lose. To me, it's still freedom of speech. You know what I mean? I mean, think about it. I mean, when I think about everybody that worked for this company, this paper, the main people are dead. The people that are there, they want to, they're going to want to answer. It's like if somebody killed my brother. You know, I'm not going to sit idly by and watch this guy walk back and forth on the street. I'm going to go poke him. You better believe, fuck, poke him. I'm going to go, you know what I mean? So they want to take it back. So that's on their end. That's why they're doing it. They want to say, fuck you guys. You know, we're not, this isn't stopping anything. You think this sent, like hoping, don't do that. That's not going to do it. This is not what's going to change the global opinion of these, what the fuck I'm talking about. All I know is, I think it's interesting. This is interesting that some of these other U.S. papers decided not to.
Yeah,
now, I'm also wondering, because nobody, even Kerry admitted, the United States government admitted that they should have had somebody there, aside from the U.S. diplomat in France, at this fucking
Obama
march.
Obama is an embarrassment, that piece of shit.
All right,
now, listen to me. Now, what's more fascinating is the amount of French that are leaving France. And getting the fuck out. They're getting the fuck out. You know, first of all, and I don't see how America,
I don't see that. You see an exodus leaving France?
Yeah.
Where'd you hear this?
It's all over, man.
You're kidding me? I never heard anything.
Air France is booked. You can't get a seat. They're out of peanuts.
You're okay.
I'm serious. And also the Jews, forget about it. The Jews in France are getting the fuck out.
I heard the other way. I heard because Netanyahu invited them to come and give them 6,500 euro or whatever it is to come. But I heard that they're like, fuck it, we're here, we're French. You know, we're French. That's who we are.
I'm going to go and open a bagel place.
Yeah, well, good for you.
Why not?
Always taking advantage of shit.
Why shouldn't I?
Yeah.
God damn, man. What do I, or bulletproof vest or something, or what do you do over there?
I have no idea.
Start selling security ones.
Yeah.
You know,
well, you know, I talked about this a little bit earlier, but the government, you know, talks to, now President Obama was saying, hey, we need to really step it up. You know, but the funny thing was, actually, Europe was asking United States help for this shit. I'm like, well, who's really? Who the fuck is, who's helping who? It was exciting to hear. It's amazing. Like part of that march, you saw a Palestinian people, a Palestinian leader, and an Israeli leader, right, together during this time. And then you also, because of these things happening, we found out that the group Anonymous, right, has because them striking out at the freedom of speech, they said, "Fuck you, we're going to expose several ISIS and jihadist websites." Mm-hmm. We're gonna basically expose who, we're gonna list them. These are the ones that we know who they are, right? So you're like, oh, hey, look, the fucking Anonymous, those guys are, you know, they want to help, you know. It's like lines across. Iran is like actually now taken over the support in Iraq of handling the militants, right? So think about all the things that have just adjusted and shifted, and who's doing, like, how many good guys and bad guys do we really have out there, right?
Too many.
Right. Well, South Korea, this was a story that came out. North Korea has, South Korea claims North Korea has 6,000 member cyber army. South Korea said on Tuesday that the rival North Korea has 6,000 members of a cyber army dedicated to disrupting the South's military and government, a dramatic increase from earlier estimates of just 3,000. That's double.
Now, what does that mean, cyber army? It means they can go in their computer and pull these little figures out? And what does that mean? I don't know what a cyber
it's
army
like the,
means.
It's like they're doing the old karate thing, you know, fighting back and forth, red versus blue.
Yeah, right.
Without elaborating, Seoul's defense minister also said in the report that North Korea may also have gained the ability to strike the U.S. mainland because of its progress in missile technology demonstrated in recent long-range missile tests. It also said North Korea is advancing its efforts to miniaturize nuclear warheads to mount on such missiles. Boy, the North South Koreans are getting us all riled up.
You know,
they want to get us all fucking nervous and shit, and then send more Asian massage parlors around here. It's just like, hey, lighten up.
Talk about explosions.
Yeah.
You know that happy ending.
There is a considerable mystery and outside debate about the state of North Korea's opaque nuclear and missile programs, which it has persisted in pursuing for decades, despite widespread domestic poverty and heavily international sanctions and criticism of the country.
Hmm. Wow.
So, the old joke, you know, I was reminding everybody, I used to tell an old joke about North Korea, like, why are we going to worry about their missiles? I think they call it the tampon or the tampoon. I think that's what it's called. It's recognizable when it's flying through the sky. It's got a big rope hanging from it.
Yeah. Exactly.
So
red tip,
but I mean that's where it's coming down to drones, right? I mean, think about it. If a country has the ability to shut down your technology, like even your communications and shit, right? But you know, the United States has their own emergency broadcast system, which we hear every once in a while. This is a test for the national broadcast system.
Emergency broadcast system. Yeah. This is only a test. For the next 60 seconds, you will hear a screeching bucket. Yeah. You want to stick a pencil in your ear. And
the next 60 seconds, you may want to press mute.
You'll feel like Rain Man at the end there when the smoke alarm goes off and he's screaming and yelling and Charlie comes in and knocks the smoke alarm off with the ceiling with the broom.
By the way, speaking of that, two things, which is interesting. I think we're done with the much in the headlines. But
I have a headline news.
All right. Okay, we got another story. All right.
One more.
All right.
But go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, tell your thing, man. You're going to forget about it.
No. I know what
it's interesting.
Talking. No.
You won't forget about it?
No.
This just in the headlines. Uh-oh, where the fuck did it go? This just
what
in.
What a show is like today.
Now it's gone. It was here and now it's gone. Well, I know the whole story. Donald Trump is suing. He announced on Tuesday that he is suing Palm Beach County for $100 million, and I'll tell you why. Do you want to know why?
That's why. Why?
Because the airplanes taking off from Palm Beach International Airport are disturbing him because their flight pattern goes right over Lar Omaga, which is
his
resort. So he's already tried this once before, but he's claiming, this is really funny, Donald Trump, here, I'll read this story. Donald Trump thinks Palm Beach County is purposely flying planes over his property. Okay.
Now, yeah.
Which is really hysterical to begin with because, you know, he lives on the ocean. Planes take over and they go out to the ocean, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that could probably claim that.
Right. Rather than fanning air traffic in multiple directions, Donald Trump says the county's airport's director, who has been named in prior litigation filed by the real estate mogul, has successfully pressured the FAA to have controllers direct almost all flights due east directly above Mar-a-Lago, the lawsuit claims. He calls the actions deliberate and malicious.
Deliberate and malicious.
Now, the reason he's doing this, he said noise, vibrations, and emissions from the planes are causing cracks and other damage to the porous stone construction, antique Spanish tiles, roofing, floors, and columns, and not to mention disrupting the, quote, once serene and tranquil ambiance, the lawsuit says.
Yeah.
Trump
says, and it's messing up my hair.
Listen to this. Trump says even his own Boeing 757 has been forced to take a flight path over Mar-a-Lago, where he has a home. It's doing tremendous damage to the number one landmark in the state of Florida between the vibration, the soot, the noise,
Trump?
And all these elements, Trump said. I don't know. I can't do Donald.
Then do your newscaster guy.
Okay.
No, not that. You know.
The county attorney's office said it hadn't been served a lawsuit, had no comment. A 1995 lawsuit by Trump over airport noise ended with the county agreeing to lease Trump the land where he later built Trump International Golf Club. A 2010 lawsuit by Trump over airport noise was dismissed. The Mediterranean-style Mar-a-Lago, completed in 1927, is a National Historic Landmark. Trump bought it in 1985 and, after extensive restoration, opened it 10 years later as a private club. About 450 of the island's elite are members. There's no place like it in the world. It's one of the great places in oil, Trump said. I have to protect it. I really have to protect it. And there it is.
Heard the whole fucking story. That's great.
That is, you know, you gonna sue the fucking county because the planes fly over your house.
They're flying over my house. Listen, it's so loud.
I have Boca Airport near my house. I swear to God, the planes during the day. If you're home, the fucking things shake.
Yeah,
I'm gonna sue them.
But that's like an executive airport. That one, you know. Yeah. I have a story for you. A beauty queen in Ecuador dies after botched liposuction surgery that was part of the pageant prize.
Oh, my God. Can she sue them?
A 19-year-old beauty queen and aspiring doctor died in Ecuador due to complications from a botched liposuction surgery.
But she won a beauty contest. What was fat on her?
Exactly.
Her ass?
If you won, I mean...
Wow.
That's kind of an oxymoron, right? Like there's a woman in Ecuador who won a beauty contest and won a liposuction. Like, how hot could she have been?
Right, or she got fake boobs. You know, your prize is a breast enhancement.
You
surgery.
Didn't score very high in the bikini contest.
Yeah,
Catherine Kondo, a part-time glamour model, and the winner of the Queen of Duran beauty contest in Ecuador, had initially declined the surgery, part of the prize winning the pageant, because she believed she could lose the supposed excess weight through exercise. I do these squats.
She's going to lose it now, I'll tell you that.
But the judges insisted she needed the surgery.
You lose a lot of weight after death.
Before having the surgery, she should receive a lot of calls from the surgeon trying to persuade her to do it. Can you imagine this fucking dirtbag surgeon?
I want
to see her ass.
He wanted the publicity. Being able to say
that he
was able to, and put the pictures up, and I had Miss Brazil, whatever, Miss Ecuador, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, look at this ass.
Yeah.
All that ass on his Hall of Fame ass wall.
Yeah.
But she kept saying no. Her brother Daniel Zavella told local media she was thinking about letting someone else have it as a freebie. Our other sister, she has a bigger fat ass.
Yeah, there's a kid down the block I don't like. I want to see him kill her.
Can you imagine giving it to someone else and then them dying? Oh my God.
Oh, shit. So what's going to happen now?
She agreed to have it, eventually she agreed to having it to get the doctor off their back.
Get him off her ass.
Get off my ass.
Yeah.
The surgery, however, didn't go as planned, and her family's lawyer said that he is trying to figure the exact cause of the 19-year-old's beauty's death.
Yeah.
Quote, I was told she had died of brain edema, the swelling of the brain, lawyer Carlos Reyes had said, but the clinic staff told her relatives that she had died of a cardiac arrest.
Couldn't they find a Jewish lawyer down there?
In Ecuador?
Yeah.
I have ordered cytological and pathological examinations to find out what exactly happened. Yeah, that's a good idea. The doctors who performed the lethal operation have been arrested.
Good.
After it was feared that they would flee the country.
That's right.
Yeah, they don't do that in the States.
No, they don't flee the country.
When you're a bad doctor in fucking Ecuador, run for the hills.
Well, because I can almost guarantee you that I don't know if they even have insurance, any kind of fucking... Do you think these people have, you know, malpractice?
Well, it was paid for... Well, yeah, I mean, you know...
So I don't care if it's paid for or not. You still got to have malpractice
insurance.
You think
anything that's written down in Ecuador or a place like that could be, you know...
Are you saying that they're not civilized countries, Doug?
I'm just saying there's a lot of, you know...
What goes on over there?
Kando's death is only the latest in a series of plastic surgery nightmares throughout Latin America. You know, a lot of people go to Latin America for that.
They sure
cheaper.
Do.
In 2011, Brazilian model Pamela Nascimento died at 27 of hypovolemic shock during a botched liposuction surgery. Boy, wow. These chicks, models.
They love it. They go through
get rid of
shit.
My fat ass.
And here's the funny thing. You know, here's the chick in Miami, the transgender broad who
with the flat tire shit.
Yeah, she was injecting Fix-A-Flat and cement into people's asses.
Fix-A-Flat.
Yeah, that's what it was. And fucking and two people died. And now, she already got convicted of one in Broward. Now they just dragged her down to Miami for the homicide because the chick down there died. The one here just had her ass explode.
Yeah. Actually, her ass was used... It's a spare tire for a local trucker.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you want to come over here and help me out with this?
Nitrofill. She should have used nitrofill.
Yeah. Could you imagine? Now, people say they actually put in syringes and shit. They didn't sit there with a fucking, trying to stick it,
in their
asshole. Can of that in her ass. I'm going to stick this up your ass, and your ass going to get bigger. That doesn't sound right.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, that's vanity. That's the sin of vanity. And if that happens, you know what I mean? But to me, this part of the tragic part of the story is the scumbag doctor, you know, the thing's paid for already. Well, you know what it is? They probably gave him the voucher, but if no one accepts it, he doesn't get paid.
Mm.
Meanwhile, he was advertised.
Right.
Well, at least he got free advertising. Well, this advertising is going to help.
this is not good.
I killed one prince.
Well, actually, he'll get a princess. Listen, watch. Next week, he'll be working at Florida Center. In Fort Lauderdale, where they kill everybody.
Yeah, the Florida cosmetic surgery.
Oh, my God. They have killed more fucking people.
And they brought more local ugly chicks on there, right?
Yep.
I remember a friend who says, he was dating one of the chicks on there. He's like, my chick, she's in a commercial. I go, yeah, your chick's on a commercial because she got big, fat, big fucking fake titties.
Right.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's a keeper.
Yeah. And they do a terrible job there.
Well, isn't that place like the early, like it's
like over here, they're on your shoulder. One tits
on your
shoulder.
When you see a chick with a bad boob job, you really feel bad.
Yep.
Usually the first thing I would ask would be like, who did this?
Right.
Who did this?
Was that the $2,500 special? Or did you bother going, was that the 2-for-1?
Yeah.
Buy one, get one? Wow. When you do a 2-for-1, when you see an ad for a 2-for-1 boob job, you know you're in deep shit. That's not the doctor to go to.
And that's not a joke, too.
That's not the guy to go to.
2-for-1. What, are you going to give me 4?
Yeah.
Are you giving me 4 sets of titties?
Well, that was funny, that internet thing a few months ago or that month ago, and that chick had 3 boobs.
Right.
And people thought that was real, that chick had a boob put on. It was just, fake photography shit. It was, photo shopped, whatever the fuck. That was funny as hell, man. But these people who, you're right, they do go to South America. And the funny thing is, you have no repercussion if something goes wrong. And, I don't want that happening. I don't want I could never, just to save a few thousand dollars, you're going to risk death or disfigurement, maiming. You've seen some of these chicks, Doug, with this plastic surgery.
They look like
a duck, and they look like their face is like pulled so fucking tight.
Now let me ask you, I'm at this stage of my life, let's say hair color, my hair is getting gray in spots.
You need everything.
So sometimes I like to darken it up a little bit. My wife uses a comb and just combs through it.
Yeah.
So it's not like she doesn't do my hair a whole color.
Mm-hmm.
Just gets, goes through the gray a little bit to lighten it up.
I like that.
Yeah, you know what I mean? A little more natural and stuff like that. But even then, I'm like, when am I going to let go of that? Like, I've already let go of man grooming. You know what I mean? Like, it's been quite a while,
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I used to always do it. Now I'm like, ugh. It's like, why? I know my wife's not happy about that. You know what I mean? But.
What? You could do certain things that. Require
it's just like the whole task of sitting there with a trimmer and going through your whole body and doing it. It's kind of like
she's a hairdresser. You should make her do it.
Yeah, but even then, it's like, honey, can you come shave my ass?
Don't you tip?
Yeah.
Well, you don't never shave your ass, did you?
No, I don't shave my ass, but
you trim it. Duty hole?
You got to get in there. You know, you
got to
get, yeah, in there in the sphincter area.
Make sure the
I need help under there. I can't reach all the way under there with the clipper.
Yeah, clipper?
Yeah.
Use a scissor.
Hey, here's another story. Officials, thousands possibly exposed in Disney in measles outbreak.
What?
Health officials fear thousands may have been exposed to the measles at Disneyland in Disney, California. Now, I've never been to Disneyland.
I've
been to Disney World thousands of times. I've heard that Disney World is nicer than Disneyland.
It's newer. Disneyland is, you know, 60 years old.
Right.
The one thing I liked about Disneyland was the fact that they had all the movie studios there, and they had all the, like, you could go through Disneyland, and a lot of it encompassed, you know,
the actual studios.
Yeah, and you could see where they, you know, shot these Westerns and shot this, and they had a Jaws thing. They had this big shark. The Jaws shark came out of the water.
I remember that. Yeah.
Scared the fuck out of me.
Well, I remember seeing it.
Yes.
The number of those infected keep growing, as Lin Bu reports. Most of these, of those who got the disease, were not vaccinated against it.
Huh.
Of the 20 people infected by the current outbreak, at least 15 were vacated. Were not vacated. When tens of thousands of visitors from around the world in close contact every day, the happiest place on earth was an ideal place for the highly contagious disease to spread. Wow.
Hmm.
Measles. Can you die from measles?
No,
like,
but
it's
measles...
like chicken pox, right?
Yeah, measles aren't as bad as chicken pox, because chicken pox stay in your system forever, and they become, what do you call it? What's that thing? Shingles.
Shingles, which
right.
is... Ugh.
Right.
Now,
you have an 80% chance of getting shingles
if you've had the chicken pox.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's crazy. It's a very painful thing.
And you go through... Well, the chicken pox sucked, because you got that shit all over your body.
Scratch.
I had it when I was a kid. You put that pink ointment on you so you didn't scratch, and you hopefully went away.
Caladryl.
Right. And then, you know. And then that's... Don't touch it. It'll be a scar.
Yeah.
You know, that was a big thing.
I have one on my nose.
Yeah.
From touching a puck.
Yeah.
A chicken pox.
So, but I understand, like, you know, David Letterman had shingles at one time. That's why he took a break.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had shingles at one point. But it can last a long time.
Was that a heart attack at some point?
Well, he had heart surgery.
Right.
It can last a long time, shingles.
Yes.
Right? Like,
it can come back?
A year, right? It can just keep.
Yeah.
And it's like sores on the body and all that shit. It's the same type
It's like a red rash, itchy, scratchy, painful, but it's also really painful. It's hot to the touch. I mean, really. I never had it, but this is what's been described.
The things we get to look forward to.
It's one of the most painful things
anyway.
I'm looking forward to.
But that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
This is it.
That's it, man. And
let's go to lunch somewhere, man.
Yeah, we'll go eat. Something healthy, though, okay? Because I'm not,
I got news for you. You got to see. I'm determined to lose 10 pounds this month, the month of fucking January. Well, last 2 weeks of January, the first weeks of February, I'm losing 10 pounds.
Right.
It's going to be easy. I've already lost 3.
Well, good. I'm doing the same thing. Health kick, going to be in good shape on these resolutions by my birthday, which is in April.
When is your birthday?
April 2nd. And by the time my birthday hits, I want to be... I want to be at a certain weight. You know what I mean? So
what's that?
That's all written down. I'll keep that to myself.
Don't.
But by the way, guys, don't forget on this week tonight, Tavolino's Wise Guys Comedy Show.
Who's going to be there?
Carl Gehr is your headliner. Wayne Phelps is your feature, and of course, Chris Topher is your special guest spot along with myself. And then on Saturday, the 17th, the Creepy Tiki Bar out there in Fort Lauderdale, off I think that's 84 and Federal Highway. Just go out there, the Creepy Tiki. I'll be out there with several other comics. Next week, all new Wise Guys Comedy Show on the 21st. Mike Kaplan is your headliner, and a very funny show planned for you that night. Then from the 22nd to the 24th, I'll be at Carolina Comedy Club in Myrtle Beach, Florida. As a feature there, so come out to Carolina Comedy Club in Myrtle Beach. I'll be hanging out there. And, of course, on the 27th through the 29th, I'll be at Stardom Comedy Club in Hoover, Alabama. That's 27th to the 29th, along with my good friend Tim Polnick. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. You can follow me at Dougie Dangerous on Twitter. Join our fan page on Facebook at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Follow the show at Wake Up Dougie. And, of course, join us tomorrow. Lenny Travis and myself will tackle a whole new topical of stories. You know, Lenny loves this shit with France and everything. He's just, you know, anything that deals with France, he's all over.
He loves French fries.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks again for listening, guys. We'll be back tomorrow right here at the same spot.